Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about future faking. Why do narcissistic people, toxic people, future fake you? Future fake their victims, future fake the people in their lives. And also, this is not a topic that people don't talk about a lot, is why do narcissists future fake themselves? Because I don't think a lot of people realize this, but narcissistic people, a ton of them, will absolutely future fake themselves. They will. So first of all, I'm going to talk about why they future fake everybody else. And then we're going to branch off and talk about why they future fake, why we future fake ourselves. So future faking is, you know, selling you a dream, selling you a future, pumping, like, you know, faking out the future, telling you, hey, this is what's going to happen right here. Or, hey, that's what's going to happen right there. Like, future faking is pretty much them telling you, like, if you meet a narcissistic person or a toxic person, and you've been dealing with them or whatever, they tell you what's going to happen in the future. They tell you this beautiful, they sell you this dream of having a beautiful future together or some type of success together or accomplishing your goals and dreams in this future. But we have to do it together. Now, I'm future faking you, saying that, hey, look, if you stay with me in a relationship, like, things are going to get better. Like, things, we're going to have a great life. We're going to be a power couple, power dynamic, whatever it is right here. Parents also future fake their children too, y'all. Parents will future fake their children. Like, hey, look, you do this, I'll do this for you. You know, they lie to their children all the time. Future faking is lying, is just manipulation as well. Like, they sell you a dream. You know, narcissistic people are, you know, just like next door, like, you know, door-to-door salesmen. Except they do it with manipulation. Except they do it with people's emotions. Except they do it with people's mental health. Door-to-door salesman selling you something until you say yes to them. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, they're going to future fake you because that keeps you in a relationship. That keeps you interested. And yeah, it keeps you, it makes you fall in love with them more sometimes. You know, it makes you fall in love with them. Oh my goodness, you've already planned our future together. We've only been knowing each other for 18, 19 hours and you're already planning a future together. Wow, I've never had anyone in my life tell me that they saw a future with me before. So I feel super connected to you. Like, thank you for making me feel whole. Thank you for, you know, selling me this dream, telling me thank you for, you know, it gives you, it bonds you to them more because you don't want to miss out on this future that they're telling you about, this beautiful future that they're telling you about. So sometimes it bonds you to them more, you know, but also it could work like this as well. That narcissistic person could future fake you. That narcissistic person could be future faking you after you catch them doing something. If you try to leave them, once you get tired of them or fed up with them or whatever, and you decide, like, hey, look, I gotta leave. It'd be better for me if I left this situation. Once you decide that, they might future fake you then. It doesn't just happen at the beginning of the relationship. It happens within the relationship dynamic as well. Like, they can future fake you within the relationship. Like, after, like, deep into the relationship, a year in, 2 years in, 10 years in, they can say, hey, look, I know I cheated on you. It doesn't have to be cheating. It can definitely be lying or manipulation. It can definitely be something along those lines right there. Hey, I know I did this to you, but I love you so, I know I did this to you, but I love you so much. And I promise you, I'll go to therapy in the future. Lie. Future fake you. We can go to marriage counseling in the future. Lie. I'll get a job in the future. Lie. I'll come home earlier from work in the future. Lie. They'll start selling you a future of stuff they already promised you. They can just reiterate the future that they promised you in the beginning. Oh, you're going to leave me now? After we have so much in common, we have so much going for us. You're going to leave me right now? Like, things are going to, I told you things would get better. You're not going to allow them to get better. They will manipulate you with future faking while you're actually in the relationship, y'all. They will. Like, when you try to leave them, they will sell you another future or the same future they tried to sell you before. You mean, if they're selling you the same future that they tried to sell you before, it's like selling you a used car. That, you know, it's like trying to sell you the used car that you traded in. you traded it. You drove to the dealer's lot, right? With your Lexus, your 1998 Lexus, right? You're like, I'm going to trade this car in. I'm going to get something new. You sell this to the salesman. Like, I'm signing the paperwork over to you. Trade in done. Now let me go find me another car. And they just like, you know what? I got a perfect car for you. I have something in mind for you. And they turn around and try to let you test drive the Lexus that you just traded in. That's what narcissistic people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do when you're trying to future fake them, when they're future faking you with the same future they promised you originally. We're gonna take that trip. Let's take that trip. They were future like, and I'm telling you, because they know what it takes to get you to stay, because they know what makes you happy. That can show you also that that's manipulation too, because the future, if they're future faking you or selling you this dream later on in the relationship, and you don't have to tell them this, you don't have to tell them what you want. They already know it, and they just start listening off stuff. You know, sorry, y'all. They already know it, and they just start listing off stuff that you want to do together. You know, they start listing off stuff in the future that you told them a long time ago. They know what it takes to make you happy, y'all. And guess what else happens? They can use future faking to manipulate you too by promising that future, the same future they promised to you. They can threaten you by saying they're going to give it to somebody else. Like, well, I guess if you leave me, I'm going to have to take that trip with somebody else. I guess if you leave me, I'm going to have to start that family with somebody else. I guess if you leave me, I'm going to have to get married to someone else. I guess if you leave me, all the goals and dreams that we had about achieving together, I'm going to do that with someone else. That's also manipulation, y'all. That's also manipulation. They can future fake the steam off of you like that. You know what I mean? This manipulation, it's all manipulation. That's what I tell people. It is manipulative. You know, they'll promise to give it to somebody else. It's all manipulation. But you have to stand in your truth and understand the dynamic. Like, do I really want to be with somebody who's promising, who's threatening me to love bomb the next person with everything that I ever wanted and asked for? Think logically. Think critically, y'all. Critical thinking. Not a yes or no question. Critical thinking. But it's like, seriously. In the second part of it, narcissistic people. This is the cut scene right here, y'all. Narcissistic people also future fake ourselves. We do. Narcissists future fake ourselves into believing that we are going to be better. Like, we have to, some of us actually have to manipulate ourselves to get out of like depressive modes. Like, I'll be in a depression by myself. I'm not depressed. I don't have depression, but I'll be in a depression. I'll be in a dip. And in order to get myself out of that dip, I have to tell myself, I have to fake my own future for myself. Like, I'm going to be successful. If I get out of this dip, I'm going to be a NBA star. I'm going to be an NFL star. I'm going to be the best real estate agent in North Carolina. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the biggest social media creator out there. If I just do this, I just got to get undepressed. Some narcissistic people, toxic people, will absolutely future fake themselves by selling themselves a dream. And that's a whole different level of manipulation, because that's kind of where the delusions of grandeur and fulfillment come in. You know, that's kind of where that's kind of where that comes into play right there. The delusion, you know, they sell themselves this, somebody just did book the one on. They sell themselves the delusion that they're going to be great. Like, if I give up now, I will never be a famous actor. Either way, selling ourselves that dream to keep us going forward. And that's why I tell people all the time, like, when a narcissistic person repeats that delusion to themselves enough, they start to believe it. They actually start to believe that they're going to do whatever they tell you over and over again, even if they haven't been working on it. I'm going to be a famous actor. Hasn't taken one acting class. You know what I mean? Doesn't know the first thing about the business or anything like that. I'm going to be an NBA athlete. Overweight. Hasn't shot a basketball in years. You know, and they start to believe it in their heads. I'm just telling you, if you say narcissistic people, if they repeat the same thing to themselves over and over and over again, they might actually start to believe it. So those delusions, and that's why they'll argue with you about their delusions. They'll argue with you about their delusions. You ask them like, hey, you want to go to the NBA, but you haven't, you know, you're 40 and you're kind of out of shape. And they're like, who do you tell me what I can and can't do? You don't believe in me. No, you don't believe in me. You never believed in me. That's why I haven't made it yet. But you don't believe me. You don't push me to do better. It's your fault. It's your fault. I'm not living the life I want to live. They'll do that too, y'all. So you have to prepare yourself because they will absolutely do things of that nature to you. You know what I mean? They will. They just will. So you have to deal with that type of stuff too. So, meanwhile, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Hop off of her to do a one-on-one. I still do my one-on-ones. The link is in the description for those. I talked to so many people. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. If you haven't already, subscribe to my weekly newsletter, y'all. It's the link for that. Go to mentalhealness.net or look in the description. Subscribe to the newsletter. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, you know what I mean? Hit that 5 stars for me. Leave a good review. I'm thankful for everybody. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Healness is out. Peace.